That's stronger. I think that's evident. As I said, we've got a lot more flair in it. That's for sure. I thought we needed that anyway. Gomez coming in, Watt coming in, gives you that flair. So, I'm pretty happy with what we've done in January, considering the way things were. But let's see what happens.
Strange weekend for you. Last weekend, a cup tie, the transfer deadline coming. Jordan Rhodes, not know whether he's coming or going. Was it the best for everybody that Monday came and Jordan got himself sorted?
Well, the way it was panning out was Jordan was probably in a no-win situation. You know, and if it fell through and he was coming back here and actually saying you wanted to go and you end up back at the club and you wanted to leave, it's no great. So it was better for everybody that it happens. Better for the football club because we get good money. And it's better all round because the club has to move on.
Did it put you in a difficult position Monday morning?
In what way?
In the respect that you had him walking in the training ground here and thinking, where do we go from here?
No, I never really. I was pretty easy. I think, obviously, Jordan would have been the one that was under scrutiny of it. And for me, it was fine on that. But I think Jordan was feeling the kind of pressure of it. And he's a really nice lad as well. And that's important to be done great for this club. But you've got to move on. And instead, he wanted to go.
How pleased were you that you got Gomez over the line? Because it was quite a late one, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. And I'm delighted he's here. He's a terrific footballer, him. And he had a wee bit of quality and flair that I think we've been missing as well. So Jordi coming in, I think it's a big thing for us.
Tell us where you think his best is, Paul.
Well, I've seen him playing on numerous positions. And as I said, really talented footballer. You tend to find that really intelligent footballers can play most places. So I know where I'll play him on Saturday. He'll be fine.
Have you got more formations in mind now than the one you have employed for the majority of the time so far? Because you have got players who can play in a variety now.
Absolutely. I think that's the beauty about it. We've got different personnel now we can look at and different systems we can play. And the balance of the squad is a lot more healthy than what it was.
Change in the boardroom as well, or a departure in a boardroom with Derek Shaw leaving this week. Well, what's your take on that, Paul?
I just found out, and probably the news lads did as well, and I don't know too much about it. Probably like yourself, don't know too much about it. And obviously the club's put the statement out that they've said, and that's all really I can say, because I generally don't know too much about it.
In your position now, do you report directly to India, or do you report to somebody else at the football club?
I'll have the same lines of communication that I've always done, obviously except Derek, so there's no need to have stress or anything attached to it. It's just it's a great world of football you live in. You're never quite sure what's around the corner, but no, there's no problem there.
Because of Jordan's departure and the timing of it, are you expecting that you might be moving pretty quickly in the loan window, or do you look at the squad you've got now and think we're quite happy to work with what we've got?
No, I'll look at the loan window as well to see what else is available there as well. And as his striking areas is a major concern, because we've got lads there as well. And Simon Jackson's been a big plus for us after what he done. So there may be one or two, but once this reopens, then I'll look at it.
In terms of supporters thinking they've lost their leading goal scorer, I bet you've got some nice selection dilemmas up front this weekend, haven't you?
We'll have, yeah. It's difficult to pick a side this week, you know. So and we just hope we pick the right team that's going to get results. But we have definitely got options there now with, as I said, Tony Watt coming in and Gomez coming in. So we've got that and Danny Graham coming back from being cup tied. So we've definitely got options there.